joined by Dizzy Doolan ahead of the 2023 Australian Women in Music Awards, a two-day conference, awards ceremony and concert bringing together some of the music industry's top female practitioners from First Nations and multicultural backgrounds. Dizzy, first of all, welcome and thanks for joining us on NITV Radio.
Oh, thank you, Bertrand. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Now, you are very talented musician, performer, hip-hop artist, MC, curator. You've curated many First Nations events and MC'd a lot of award ceremonies. You've also featured in previous editions of Australian Women in Music Awards. Tell us about your participation in the 2023 Australian Women in Music Awards.
Well, this year is a little bit different from last year. So I got a little bit less roles this year. So I am curating the First Nations Women of Music Showcase, and I'm also co-hosting the showcase with the Deadly Hope One. So not performing this year. Last year I was doing a lot of that, as well as also hosting the award ceremony. I, you know, jumped up and did a collaboration with Barker last year as well, which is another female artist in the hip-hop industry. But this year, it's all about co-hosting and curating for me.
The Australian Women in Music Awards brings together industry heavyweights as well as emerging practitioners. And it has been described by one of Australia's heavyweights in the music industry, Christine Anu, as a change-making event. And this is the fifth edition of the AWMA. It must be a tremendous journey traveled since the first inception of AWMA in 2018.
The first ever Australian Women in Music Awards that I did, it must have been 2018. Yeah, it's only been, you know, a few years, and it's such a very important event for artists like myself in this country that deserve that recognition and have been doing it, you know, their art and craft for a long time now.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Ormuz offers that mainstream platform for especially First Nations artists.
And the highlight for First Nations artists you mentioned would be the First Nations Showcase. Can you tell us about the lineup of artists expected at this year's event?
Absolutely. So this year is the second year that the showcase has ever existed. So I've had the pleasure of curating last year and this year. Some of the artists that we've got on the bill is Megan Samarin, we've got Sugarcane Mamas, Crystal West, Tawi Ova, Gloves, Jem Cassidaly, the Briscoe Sisters, and the Marindas. So we got a deadly fire lineup with some very powerful females that are going to be gracing the stage. If you haven't got your tickets now, make sure you go and get your tickets. Tickets are still on sale. The showcase is on the 26th of September in Means in Country in Brisbane.
One feature that I can actually observe from the lineup is you've got emerging and established artists.
Exactly, yeah. So you got a nice mixture of old school and new school, and a few of these women have been doing, you know, music in the industry for a very long time now, and are very respected in their own rights as artists in this country. And I'm really excited to see these women get up there and do their thing next week, because, you know, I think having that many powerful women in one room is just powerful in itself. It's going to be a deadly event.
No, it sounds like a really, really powerful and a beautiful program you've lined up there. But one thing that's lingering in the background, one theme is gender equality in the industry. Women tend to be underrepresented normally, and especially First Nations women and women from the diverse backgrounds.
Exactly, I know. And, you know, we want to see in the future females coming together like this for events and it be normal. You know, it's always sort of like, oh, where's the women all the time? In the future, I hope to see more events like this, and it's a regular thing, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Now, when we talk about gender equality in the industry. Of course, we see female performers who are really doing great. You mentioned a few of them, Jem Casadelli, who is just following in her father's footsteps, but, you know, carving her own genre of music, not necessarily country like her dad.
Exactly.
The Merindas, who've been around for a while and who've just, you know, set the stages on fire with their performance. But something that needs to be mentioned is participation in other areas of the music industry. What's the situation now, representation in other areas like production and management and all that?
I feel like there's more of a movement now. These days you see a lot more female managers and women behind the scenes, that have been behind the scenes actually for a long time doing their thing. It's kind of like just getting that acknowledgement, because women have been doing this and at the forefront of the music industry for a very long time without having the acknowledgement for the hard work that they've put into this music industry and to make it what it is today. It's very important to acknowledge them ones that are not also always necessarily on the stage.
Yeah.
The ones that are working hard behind the scenes, putting the show together. I don't think people realize how much work goes into, production and putting a show on. So, yeah, those roles are very important and it, brings the whole show together.
Yeah. Now, the event, we've spoken about the beautiful part of it, but there will be also a conference and debates and talks and exchanges of ideas. Can you give us a little glimpse of what will be happening during those 2 days?
The 26th of September is the First Nations Showcase, so that's on the first day.
Yeah.
The following day, we'll have 27th of September, we'll have conferences and panels where guests can go along and sit down and listen to a lot of different artists talking about the industries and their experiences. And, those conversations are very important and very deep conversations to help shine light on the issues and help make change in sort of making it the industry a better, safer place, especially for women. I just wanted to also touch on my auntie Savannah Doolin is one of the very first women. She's no longer here. She's passed away in 2013. But she was one of the first women to be recognized for her singing talent back in the 1960s. And she was a pioneer in this country and known as one of the best blues singers in the industry. And I don't think my auntie Savannah Doolin really got the acknowledgement that she really deserved for her career in the music industry. So these awards and these award ceremonies and these showcases are just really super important. And it's nice to see now that our ancestors and the ones, our elders before us have, paved this way now for us.
Yeah.
I think it's credit is due to them, Mom.
Yeah.
For helping us be able to make it easier for us in the industry. And I want to do the same for the next generation. I think I'll always continue to try to shine light on my auntie's legacy in the best way I can, because music's in my bloodline. I was raised around music from small girl, growing up in my family, music was always in the house.
Yeah.
And I learned from some of the best. So I think, it's my job now, too, to continue that knowledge I've been given and keep passing that on.
Yeah. You said your auntie was one of the first indigenous women who performed extremely well but not acknowledged. But one thing you touched on is she was a blues singer. You are a hip-hop artist. Two different genres. So from one
generation to another,
you're carving your own way, your own path, just like Jem is not into country as much as her dad.
As her dad, that's right.
Yeah.
And, I think being inspired by blues and jazz and funk and soul and that kind of stuff, it's sort of, I grew up singing before I was a rapper.
Yeah.
So I just fell in love with hip-hop, and I just knew as soon as I started creating my own songs like my raps, I was like, oh, I could, this is really, really for me, and this is where I'm heading. And exactly the same is happening with Jim Casadale. I did have the pleasure a couple of years ago doing a four-song collaboration with Troy Casadale.
Wow.
In Cairns here locally. So that was a very big highlight of my career, where I mixed hip-hop with country, and we got on stage and we, you know, we brought those two worlds together.
Yeah.
And it was amazing, you know, to be able to bring two genres together. And yeah, it was a beautiful experience, a highlight I'll never forget. And yeah. I'm really looking forward to seeing Jim Casadale's performance as well, because I'm also a big fan of all of these artists on the bill.
Yeah, no, we like her music, the Mandas, and you mentioned Barker. I like playing For My Titas by Barker on my show. I just like the energy in that song. So
exactly,
yeah.
It's very deadly, my sister, yeah.
Yeah. Now, Dizzy, before I let you go, any closing thoughts?
The only thing is that doors open 7 p.m. The show starts at 7:30. If you're interested in networking with some of the artists after the function at the showcase, there's an opportunity to do that. You know, bring along, you know, your business cards, and, you know, you might want to book some of these artists for some upcoming gigs. It's just a really great opportunity to really network with these artists. And, yeah, I'm just excited to be able to be one of the MCs as well with Hope One. She's one of the, you know, meanest, one of the best in Australia beatboxers. So she's one of the best. I'm really happy to be able to share the stage with Hope One for that. And, you know, I lived in Brisbane and Meanjin country for 11 years of my music career, and I'm just excited to come back and see all the mob in Brisbane. So make sure you go get your tickets. Don't miss out. You only got a couple of days left. And, yeah, it's really important if you can make this event and come and support the females in the game.
Dizzy Doolan, thanks for joining us on NITV Radio today to talk about the upcoming Australian Women in Music Awards 2023 that will take place in Meanjin, Brisbane, on the 26th and 27th of September. Thanks a lot for joining us on NITV Radio.
Too deadly, my brother. All right, thanks for having me.